yards. Third and four for Kingston.
Third and four, coming to the line, right to left, across your radio. 10:52 left in regulation. Deckerhill 48, Kingston 16. Receiver wide to the right, in motion. Dawson back to pass, over the top. It is in and out of the hands at the 5-yard line. Pass was intended for number 87, Jack Green. Falls incomplete. And now Kingston with a fourth and four from the Deckerhill 20-yard line.
I know you have nothing to lose, but if you really wanted that first down, running the ball and getting a couple 3 yards would have made this play a lot simpler. But they had an open receiver. But Dawson, not your typical quarterback. He doesn't get the reps. Hunter James gets all the reps for this team. And he just is off the mark a little bit, just out of the reach of Jack Green, and it falls harmlessly to the ground. Fourth and four for Kingston.
10:42 left in regulation. Deckerville 48. Kingston 16. What was one of the most highly sought after and anticipated rematches from 5 weeks ago now results in a timeout facing a fourth and four for the Kingston Cardinals, and this will be their first of the second half. 10:42 left in regulation. Let's check in with some other area scores. We have a final. Harbor Beach takes out Novell 26-6. And a final score from Ubley. Ubley hangs on by a thread, 30-28. Over Saginaw MLS. Saginaw MLS scored with a minute 11 left to bring it within 2 points. But Ubley defeats MLS 30-28. Harbor Beach 26-6. So he sets a rematch in week number 11 between Harbor Beach and Ubley. Do believe Cass City wins 32-28 in a back and forth ball game. Cass City 32, Sandusky 28 in Sandusky.
That's right. Cass City had to go on the road after that loss to Ubley last week. Basically flip-flop locations, in my opinion. And congratulations to Cass City. It's a gutsy win, but they win a date with a red-hot new Lothrop team that put up 55 on Lakers last we heard.
Sometime in the fourth quarter, 55-12, new Lothrop over Lakers. In eight-player football, Weberville trails Tri-Union Christian after the end of the third quarter, 50-22. Morris over Genesee in halftime, 43-0. Augre Sims, 44, Mayville 6 at the half. The game here, Deckerville 48, Kingston 16. A fourth and four, I formation for Dawson in the Cardinals at the Deckerville 20-yard line. And we have they went for the hard count, and we have offsides against Deckerville. So they go for the hard count, and it works. And so they march off 5 yards, and it's automatic first down at the 14-and-a-half-yard line.
That's one of the oldest plays in the book, Clark. And it works perfectly out of the timeout for Kingston, and that'll be a 5 yards. And the chain gang, I think, was froze right there. They weren't really ready to move.
First and 10 from the 14-and-a-half-yard line. Dawson hands it off to number 3. This one goes nowhere to Jacob Savage, as Deckerville's actually going to stop him in the backfield. But they say forward progress has him still stopped at that 15-yard line. Tackle made by number 24, Connor Lamont, for the Deckerville Eagle defense. Second down and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals. 10:22 left in regulation.
Deckerville makes another nice adjustment of their own. That fullback dive has kind of hurt him the last on this series. Those have been the only plays that have really worked well. In that time, the D tackles and Connor Lamont helps stop that momentum. So second down and 10, no gain on the last play.
Receivers wide each way. Dawson in the shotgun, hands it off to number 22, that would be Lane Torrey, out of the backfield, gets to the original line of scrimmage at that 15-yard line. Number 24 on the stop, Connor Lamont again. Third down and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals. 9:44 left in regulation.
Joe DeVault in the area as well. A couple Deckerville Eagles there making the tackle. That'll bring up third down 10 for Kingston. We'll see how comfortable they are letting Dawson throw the football here. It's probably what they need to do here. With the ball down just on the 15-yard line of Deckerville. Deckerville trying to keep him out of the end zone here. Clock running as we're down to 9:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Receiver wide to the left, receiver wide to the right. Dawson with Torrey to his left. Now man in motion, that'd be number 13. And it's a fumble, and Dawson's going to be slammed in the backfield way back to the 20-yard line as number 21, Derek Snyder, blasted him through, And this will be a big sack, and it sets up a fourth down in a country mile for the Kingston Cardinals.
Well, that had to be a 10, 12-yard loss on that sack. Derek Snyder is, and again, you have a new quarterback running the system, so not surprised that a few mistakes get made here or there. Keep in mind, you have your backup center in as well. So a ball going, it goes over his shoulder behind him. He picks it up, but by that time, Derek Snyder, he's too fast. He's in the backfield and gets himself an easy sack, brings up fourth down, and a long ways to go here as Kingston lines up to go for it here in the spread offense.
Line of scrimmage at the 28, first down marker in Palms. Dawson in the shotgun, looking to pass downfield down to the end zone. This one's way overthrown, and good coverage by Deckerville's number 17. That would be Batu Garay, and falls incomplete. And we have a turnover on downs, and it gives the ball back to Deckerville with 8:10 remaining. And looks like we have a little bit of a injury against on Kingston out there. That's the intended receiver. That was number 85, Levi Kreiderman.
Yeah, him and Garay there after the ball had landed and was out of play there. Both their arms were kind of entangled, and they both actually landed awkwardly. And Kreiderman's up now, and he's walking off the field under his own power.
So Kingston gets all the way down to the 28-yard line when all's said and done. Most yardage they've had on a drive in quite some time. Deckerville with 8 minutes and 10 seconds left in this ball game leads by 32 points, 48-16.
Deckerville doing a great job there. Even late in this game with the game well in hand, their defense still showing, still very motivated to keep Kingston out of the end zone, and they do exactly that. Kingston only able to score 2 times tonight. Deckerville's defense been outstanding, forcing 4 interceptions.
Kynith under center. I formation, handoff to Carlos Ibarra. Lunges forward across the 30 down to about the 33-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. Second down and 5 upcoming. Tackle made by number 13 for Kingston, Aaron Kaler. 7:55 left in regulation.
Another nice run there by Carlos Ibarra, and even late into this game, still getting 5 yards a carry and sometimes more. This offense has been impressive as well.
Aaron Kaler's 15th tackle on the night. 7:39 left in rolling in this fourth quarter.
Trying to figure out how much longer he's going to leave the starters in the game, Clark. You've already lost your lead running back for the season. You know, you got Carlos Ibarra and Derek Snyder doing a great job, but how many more carries are these guys going to get before you see somebody else come in the game?
And Carlos Ibarra breaks free of his first tackle, gets across the 40 down to about the 41-yard line from the 33. An 8-yard gain, tackle made by Kingston's 13. What a surprise, Aaron Kaler, 7:18 left, stops the clock momentarily to move the chains.
I'm starting to think there's some people at home that could probably tell you who's going to make the tackle, Clark. They don't have to be here. It's a pretty good guess who's going to be in on the tackle. Aaron Kaler having a heck of a ball game and a losing effort here for Kingston.
A cold night in Deckerville, but a hot night on the field for the Deckerville Eagles. 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the 41-yard line. I formation, Kynith is still a center. Handoff to Carlos Ibarra. He lost his footing, and he's going to be slow to get up there. He almost did the splits there at the 44-yard line. And he's getting back to the huddle with ease there. So after a 3-yard gain from Ibarra at the 44-yard line, 6:38 left, second down and 7.
And by slipping up there, and we've noticed that a couple times with these players, but they've changed directions at too hard a pace. Sometimes feet go right out from underneath them, and that time Ibarra does a little bit of the splits there. Hopefully nothing too bad. He seems to have walked it off, and wouldn't be surprised if he gets a carry here right away.
A handoff to Connor Lamont across midfield down to about the 48-yard line. A gain of 9 in the play. Anyone want to phone in and can call this tackle? You guessed it. That'd be Kaler. Aaron Kaler on the tackle. That would be his 17th of the evening.
Well, don't set the prize money too hard, Clark, because something tells me they're going to win that one. 17 tackles for Aaron Kaler tonight. Very nice.
And not to get ahead of ourselves here, but next week's coverage is now confirmed. It'll be Ubley at Harbor Beach on Friday night. Coverage starting at 6:05 p.m. as we jump to Division 8 football in the playoffs next week in a classic rivalry between the Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Absolutely. It was a great game the first time around.